Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the tour standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first moment, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we head to the fine state of New Jersey, specifically Lincoln Park, New Jersey. Real quick, does every state or city have a Lincoln Park?
There are a lot.
Chicago's got one.
Baltimore
we have
has
one here.
There's one in New Jersey. There's one in Washington. The point being, when the band Linkin Park, and trust me, this shot has nothing to do with the band Linkin Park, but when Linkin Park first broke big, I remember a lot of cats in Baltimore, where I lived at the time, are like, no, they named it after the park. So I believed that for a while. I'm like, that's weird, because they're not from Baltimore, but there's Linkin Park. Then I hear about Chicago's Linkin Park. Then I moved to Washington, but there's a Lincoln Park. Now we're in New Jersey. So look, everyone, they did not name themselves after where you live. We'll just keep it at that.
I know for sure it was not the Baltimore.
Look, man, I didn't. I thought it was very strange, Ted, and yeah. I could not understand why they would pick that. But I'm like, well, it's the name of the park. Must be true. It is not. But in this case, we go to Lincoln Park, New Jersey, and you're right, looking back, I'm an idiot. But we go to Lincoln Park, New Jersey, where there was a one-car accident. It seems that a car had slammed into a utility pole. Well, the police, they rolled up on the scene. There was a female occupant, lone occupant in the car. They actually had to cut her out of there. And, of course, the natural assumption is that she's driving under the influence. Well, they did a few tests, and it doesn't seem there's anything in her system, whether it be alcohol or drug-related. They spoke to her to ask if she had any previous medical conditions. She's like, no, normally I'm fine, I don't know what happened, but while I was driving, I passed out. Now, the New Jersey State Police, they're not confirming this, but in absence of evidence of any other thing, what they think happened, she's trying to do the right thing. She had her hands on one of the N95 masks, mm-hmm. You know, the most coveted mask that's out there right now. She was wearing it. Now, the New Jersey State Police point out that if you were driving your car and you're the only person in the vehicle, you
don't need
to wear.
I was going to ask about that, just from the idea of just getting out right and correct information. I mean, is that necessarily a time when you need to put a mask on if you're by yourself in a car?
No. And their point is, you know, the mask is for interaction with other people. That's why you're not wearing it in your house, but you wear it when you go out on the street, okay? So she had been out in public. She's driving her car, and I guess she had a lot to do that day. She'd been out for a few hours. She kept the mask on the whole time. The best that they can figure out is that she ended up passing out because of too much carbon dioxide collecting inside of the mask. That's when she passed out of the wheel and slammed into a tree. So all we would say, you don't need to wear it while you're driving if you're the only person in the car. And again, as they keep saying, we're not saying this is what happened, but we're pretty damn sure this is exactly what happened. So that's the first time the mask has actually made things more dangerous.
Yeah, with you. If you're in a car alone, it seems like, right, like I don't wear mine at home.
I don't think they were trying to be mean, but you know, you kind of read between the lines the way they write the article, like, because at the end,
but you would have to think
the police would like to remind you
to medical workers or anybody else who was wearing that mask. You would think that that would be a symptom of that. I mean, if you don't, if it's not ventilating properly or whatever the deal is.
Sure,
I don't know. Never had one on my face before.
I haven't either, but I guess if you just wear it all day without, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anytime they put a mask over my face, I'm asleep and like, oh, I don't know. Count to 10 backwards from, you know, 10, not.
How far do you think you've made it?
I don't know, but not very far. Whenever they put that mask on for the anesthesia before the surgery.
It's tough, man.
It's not long.
You try to beat it, right?
Like, every time.
Get some
This can't work for me. Next thing you know, they got your pants off and your legs are in the air.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not even asleep yet.
Yeah, right. I know. And then you wake up and go, why does my throat hurt?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I got a piece of bad. How long was I asleep?
Oh, a while. So, listen, on her behalf, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So, over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
How's your shut-in lifestyle treating you? You by yourself?
Yep.
You live all alone?
I'm working all by myself.
Do you go home and spend solo time there as well?
Yeah, typically.
Okay. Well, if you live by yourself, that normally would tend to be.
Oh, no. My girlfriend's at work.
Oh, okay. Well, so you do live with somebody. All right. I was basically what I was asking was, do you have a roommate? Are you living with anyone? Who are you locked down with? You know, that kind of thing.
Boy, it's got to suck to have roommates right now. Right? Because generally speaking, like, you pick people to the best. It's different when you're with them 24 hours a day. Right? I mean, I think that's true of any relationship, even your kids, your spouse, roommates, like, you never intended to spend this much time together.
Jason, what are you doing work-wise, man?
I sit at home and I look at car accidents.
You said it was
claims.
Ah, okay. Claims.
Plane accidents.
Claim.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Claims for people on their crash cars.
Claims, Miles.
Claims.
Yeah, not planes. Car accidents. Claims. And they file claims.
All right, there, Jason.
He said it twice. You went, planes.
All right, Jason, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. All right, in this case, as always, three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the world of race/ethnicity. The other story deals with the wonderful world of drugs. What direction would you like to go today?
I'm going to go with ethnicity.
Ethnicity. All right. It's
Everybody's
been a while.
Drugs lately.
It's always drugs these days. I know.
I think there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've been self-quarantined. I keep thinking about drugs. All right. Here is your story. It's going to start as the story is written. It says, I'm going to kill you, child molester. That's what the subject of today's story screamed as he poured gasoline on the door of Friday Village Inn in Florida. He had a cigarette in his hand, and he continued to dump flammable fluids all over the building in hopes of setting the property ablaze and burning sex offenders inside to death. Anyway, when police arrived on the scene, before he could carry out his plan, he said he intended to, quote, barbecue all the child molesters on fire and kill them. But with the police on hand to foil his plans, instead he ended up under arrest. Well, police soon confirmed that the 50-year-old was indeed trying to kill four sex offenders, at least two of them indeed convicted as such, that were inside of the buildings by setting their rooms on fire. Detectives said that the man admitted his plan, causing him to be charged with four counts of attempted murder. Now, according to the police report, a man was standing outside of his room when this guy jumped out of his car and began screaming at the guy. Terrified, the man ran back into his room. That prompted our hero to break in one of the motel's windows, pour gasoline inside. Meanwhile, the man and his roommate, they escaped through the back window, but this guy, his rampage wasn't over yet. He then attacked two other individuals inside of a car in the hotel parking lot by ramming his Ford Focus into their vehicle. The good news is, and you know this, it's a Ford Focus, so it couldn't have done that much damage. Then he poured gasoline into their car through an open window and tried to set them on fire. Eventually, the whole thing was foiled. The fires were extinguished, and he was taken to jail. My question for you is, what ethnicity do you believe this man who wanted to, quote, barbecue child molesters is? Do you believe he is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish?
Where did it happen?
In Florida.
My gut is that he's white. That's what I want to say.
All right. But it's what Florida.
It is Florida, so everything is equally Florida. Represented.
And what was the place?
It was a motel, you know, one of those cheap, gritty motels.
Place where basically sex offenders are allowed to live together, I guess.
Yeah, essentially. What is it called? Is it Osceola County? Do you know my old Osceola?
Oscala, maybe?
Oscala. We'll go with, yeah.
So there. All these sex offenders live there. He says, I'm going to burn it all down.
I'm going to the quote he used, I'm going to barbecue you.
Yeah, I think that's massive. Because, I mean, anybody.
If he had said poach, I'd be like, white.
Yeah, I'm with you. But he said the term barbecue.
I'm going to air fry your ass. Yeah, he's specifically barbecue. That is a quote.
I'm going to barbecue you. That makes me lean towards black. I feel like barbecue is more of a, I don't know, everybody uses it.
Because we say grill, because we're going to grill.
Well, it's the truth. Barbecue and
people grill.
Right, and barbecuing
barbecue.
Is low and slow, whereas grilling's hot and fast. So generally you go to a cookout. Not that it bugs me at all. Right, but the term barbecue, I mean. That's like a whole joke. That's like a whole joke, right, on Black Twitter.
Barbecue
right?
takes all day, or takes hours.
Invited to the barbecue.
Yeah.
I do love some good barbecue.
Who doesn't like
I'm still stuck
barbecue.
On the Ford Focus.
Yeah, he had a Ford Focus and rammed a car with a Ford. I don't know what he rammed with a Ford Focus.
I mean, I'm guessing another...
Smart car? I mean,
something, right?
I think you'd swing a whip.
Whenever I think fire, I always think white, but who knows?
But I feel like this is different. I feel like if it's a woman who started a fire, I think of a white chick. Could easily be black as well. But dudes, I feel like it can be anyone because dudes, we draw penises and most of us are pyros at heart.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason, again, it could be anybody. I'm just going on the term barbecue.
And Florida. Florida's
barbecue your
Florida's
ass.
Melting pot of just about everything.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, what are you thinking here? You know, man, I'm going to go white. I'm going to go white. Stick with my gun.
I'm gonna stay with white.
You're gonna stay with white as well.
All right.
And Jason, I'm sorry, Ted. You're gonna go black.
I'm going black.
All right. We're gonna find out if this guy was black, Mexican, white, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, that takes us to Florida. We're going for the race this time around. As we got a guy who went to a hotel that was apparently a place where sex offenders can live.
Yeah.
And he wanted to burn the place down and kill everyone inside. So he set the porch on fire with a can of gasoline. Somebody either opened a window or busted open a window to try to get out. He poured gasoline in that window, tried to burn that room down. Two people tried to escape in a car. He wrecked into the car, then poured gasoline on that car, tried to set that car on fire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, he was arrested.
And keep in mind, he did not try to set the car on fire. He was successful. But, Jason, we ask you, did you believe that this man who wanted to, and again, I quote, barbecue child molesters, was he black, white, Mexican, or Jewish? Now, Ted, you went black. Miles,
correct.
Miles, you and Jason here agreed that the man was white.
Oh, no!
Oh, I'm sorry. Ted, he was not black.
Oh!
Mexi.
All right. Uh-huh. I thought for sure with the barbecue comment.
I know. Yep, Mexican.
Felt solid.
Mm-hmm. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, let's see. Got a lot of choices this week on this one here, Miles.
Okay.
You're going to have just Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Saturday Night Live. Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
All right, let's get into the titles. These guys have teams of professional writers that help them do their monologues each and every week, or night in this case. Up to you to determine, is it one of the late night monologue monologue jokes, and if so, whose, or is it a the Ted Smith original?
Correct. A new survey found that only 18% of couples in quarantine are satisfied with communication with their partner. The other 82% didn't want to talk about it.
Kind of gets the Ted Smith. Bill Maher.
Jimmy Fallon.
A new survey found that only 18% of couples in quarantine are satisfied with communication with their partner. The remaining 82% didn't really want to talk about it.
Researchers have found, especially for people who might be married or living with someone, that the coronavirus cannot be sped through flatulence. The researchers also said that their careers in research didn't really pan out the way they hoped.
Bill Maher.
Yeah, Bill Maher. It is Bill Maher.
Researchers have found, especially for people, this is, who might be married or living with someone, that the coronavirus cannot be spread through flatulence. The researchers also say that their careers in research didn't really pan out the way they hoped.
Chipotle shared its guacamole recipe so people could go and try and make it at home. All you need is avocados, onions, and E. coli.
Jesus.
SNL.
Writers.
Good one.
Taking a shot at their own. They love that place. psychologists are warning single people they should... Psychologists are warning single people stuck in their homes to resist the urge to get in touch with their exes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, but if I don't text them, how will they know I love them?
Me too, Smith. Bill Maher.
SNL!
Psychologists are warning single people stuck at home to resist the urge to get in touch with their exes. Okay, but if I don't text my exes, how will they know I love them?
Smuckers is now selling Uncrustables filled with taco meat instead of peanut butter and jelly. Mmm, Smuckers, the makers of jam, are now making taco meat.
Me too.
Yeah, that was. Let's try that one again.
All right.
Smuckers is now selling Uncrustables filled with taco meat instead of peanut butter and jelly. Mmm, white bread filled with taco meat.
Ted Smith.
That was a Ted Smith. Pillsbury says their cookie dough will soon be safe to eat either baked or raw. Americans heard that and said, "We mean by soon."
Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Pillsbury now says that their cookie dough will soon be safe to eat either baked or raw. Americans heard that and were like, "What do you mean by soon?"
Mr. Miles, that brings me back to a conversation we were having earlier in the office. Does that bring the Pillsbury Doughboy back into play? We were talking about mascots for food.
He's dough. He's like bread dough.
You don't know that. He could be full of sugar cookies.
I don't know. I'll plan
on finding out.
Maybe so. I don't know. I'm thinking about, you know, what mascots we would eat.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, right. Well, they got to be a mascot of a food.
Yes.
Right.
Like Mr. Peanut.
That's also not a bad nickname, though, if you're a hustler.
What?
Doughboy. That's all I get.
I'm going to call Mr. Peanut and see if he's coming over.
Doughboy, also the name of Ice Cube's character and Boys in the Hood.
Yes.
All right, let's see. Saturday Night Live this week, I was very happy. Kenan Thompson brought back the classic sketch. What up with that? with guest stars Charles Barkley and DJ Khaled. It was also kind of funnier, too, is DJ Khaled's kind of famous for always yelling his name.
Right.
Right. It was just kind of funny to see him, like, have to listen. Because if you don't remember, I mean, the whole sketch is just him. He asks a question, but he just can't fight the, like, he starts singing and dancing.
Right, no matter what you say. How you doing today? I'm doing well.
Ooh,
you're doing well. I can certainly tell.
But it's pretty good. I will say, I don't know why that the SNL stuff doesn't seem as awkward.
It doesn't, but no. I think they're all very good at what they do.
Plus, I think also with SNL, you're a little more used to seeing sketches that are pre-done that don't have the audience reaction right away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was always funny sketches that were just pre, like the songs and this and that.
Oh, yeah. Or fake commercials.
Right, exactly, right? So that one doesn't seem that odd, but yeah, they're getting through it. It's good. Miley Cyrus sang Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here. Look, you might not like Miley Cyrus, but she could sing her ass off. It was an awesome.
I'm singing on SNL this week.
She did a great job, and like,
thank you, Dad.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, it was a very good song, and yeah,
it was heartfelt.
Adam Sandler joined in Pete Davidson for Wrap Up Being Stuck in the House, and you can't have Sandler without Rob Schneider. He showed up.
Oh, Rob Schneider needs work. Not doing a whole lot.
Good times. Brad Pitt showed up.
Actually, Schneider has, right, bad. Brad Pitt was Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Schneider has a show. Is it like Real, or not the Real Rob Report, because that was the guy that used to play for the Seahawks, and that was his thing. But I think it might just be called like Real Rob or something.
Huh.
So, it's one of those ones, like, Miles, what's the Lisa Kudrow one you always liked? Or like Matt LeBlanc.
Replacements or something? What the hell was it called? Leftovers, replacements.
So like Matt LeBlanc, when he was in episodes, like, it was kind of a trumped up version of him, but it was still him.
Him, right.
So I think the
Comeback, that's the name of
him. The Comeback, good call. Yeah. I think the Rob Schneider one's kind of the same thing. It's like it's a little different version of him, but it is him. I could be wrong. Could be a whole dang reality star about Rob Schneider, which everybody's been asking for all the time. All right. Nowadays, people watch a lot of stuff on TV, but also people doing a lot of the zooming.
They are zooming.
Yeah. Okay, Zoomer. So some people have talked about Zoom fatigue, which isn't as much as like you're on there too long. It's just little things you would never think about. So that's a screen you're looking at. They say too much eye contact. We normally don't stare straight at each other nonstop. We look away. Our eyes dart around. That much eye contact is intimidating.
Okay, that's fair.
Right, I mean, Miles, me and you make eye contact all during the segment, but I don't sit here for 20-some minutes and just stare into your eyes.
Which is what you're doing if you're looking at
a screen. And I'm doing it to him right now. Right. Even at this point, see, you looked at it. It's been close to like a minute. It's like, all right, dude, enough.
It's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. But is everyone just staring, or is people just doing their own thing while they're sitting there?
It depends. I mean, if it's not work-related, everyone just ends up staring, right? With family, everyone kind of joins up, and everyone's just staring at each other.
You can definitely tell the difference. It looks like always like sad work meeting compared to we're having a fun time drinking. Like, you can definitely tell just on a screenshot of these.
Yeah.
What the context is, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They also say it requires more focus. Your brain has to work harder to process everything, like blurry facial expressions or the tone of someone's voice before you know who's talking. So, I mean, that's the main thing. It's just, it's a different version of communicating, and our brains aren't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's not as many nonverbal cues in the video chats. Normal face-to-face talks rely a lot on body language. This one kind of puts us on edge, because we have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep. Yeah. So it is weird. Like, if you're doing all this, like, you could actually have fatigue from it. One person can only talk at a time. There's no crosstalk. Waiting your turn feels uncomfortable. And then they said also interrupting people causes confusion.
It does.
What else? This one seems pretty simple. Everybody's worried about how they looked. Staring at yourself makes you more self-conscious.
Well, sure.
Right. So again, you could be on these things and hear everybody. You don't have to keep your video on the whole time.
Do you have, you said you had flags up. So you've thought about your background.
Correct.
Because that's one of the big things now with everybody who's been broadcasting from their home. Where do I set this stuff up? What is behind me? Do I look intelligent if I'm behind a bookshelf with books that you can see?
They just did this for the NFL draft. And one of the things, look, I'm a Ravens fan, so I pay a little more attention to that. So one of the things that Coach Harbaugh pointed out, he said, well, you know, it's an interesting thing to do. You got the camera there and they see your family, blah, blah, blah. what he never thought about, since he was just in the comfort of his home, he's like, but now everyone's asking me about the birdhouse collection that's on the shelves behind me.
And people are talking about, as you said earlier, Belichick's dog.
It's always about Belichick's dog.
I mean, you think about that. I mean, this guy has
I mean, look, Cliff Kingsbury, who had the ultimate kind of stunt on everybody with that ridiculous picture, but like, he set up that wide angle
view. Oh, yes, he did.
So you could see him, slowly turning into Ryan Gosling.
And as much as people would be critical or be congratulatory about how a team does in their draft, depending on what you think they're worth and all that stuff, especially with the Boston media, they would go after and ask Bill Belichick questions about his pick one way or the other, and it just seems like the only thing that people really care about out of that whole thing is his dog.
The dog.
Yeah, it's wild.
Which is better than having to talk all that business, I'm sure, for him.
It is.
Fine, like, just, well, dog's a star, I'm out, you know.
I mean, look, the NFL draft was fun, right? It was cool to see. I mean, even just Saturday morning, just kind of watching the last round or seeing Mr. Irrelevant, who's always the last guy picked.
Right. You know?
But also, I think, you know, I don't want to be negative Nancy here. Sorry, Nancy. But
why don't you be negative Ned?
Negative Ned in it. The other problem is, too, is like we all watch this draft. We're just ain't sure they're going to play.
I know.
No, that
so
is
it's
the,
like, I want to break down more of the draft, but it's also like, I don't know.
Well, I told Miles today, I said, man, this is, in my experience with the Ravens, I think this is their best draft class, right? Just taken as a whole, I think this is the best they've done. I really, 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 really wish they would play this season. I think they'll be even better. I think KC will be better, too. But I think the Ravens will be even better, but I don't think we're going to get to find out.
No. But is it what you also said? You were talking about the fact that, like, look, as far as being compelling, it's not that the round one in Vegas with crowds and Goodell getting booed and, you know, people getting excited for the Raiders' first pick or whatever it was going to be when it happened in Las Vegas. A difference being that, you know, even if you just did one round live like that, afterward, you're seeing the family sitting on the couches. You know, you saw the girlfriend who was grabbing the guy's phone in the front row.
Yeah.
It's not just the one guy and his mom.
Mike Vrabel. The dude that coaches the Tennessee Titans. His thing was awesome. His one kid was dressed up as Frozone or somebody.
Right, from Frozen.
Yeah. So, I mean, I
like looking at that stuff.
From Incredibles.
Incredibles,
yeah.
Incredibles.
Yeah.
Like, even, I don't know, just getting a peek into somebody's house. Post Malone did a show on Friday night, and he just sat up in front of this Mac Daddy bar he's got someplace in his house with all these, just, you know, spirits up behind him.
Yeah.
Drinking beers. It was pretty cool just to see.
Yeah, the Post Malone thing was crazy, too. He did some good Nirvana covers, but also it was funny watching online, because a lot of people that like rock music don't like Post Malone. A lot of people that like Post Malone's music don't like rock music. So there was a whole crowd that couldn't figure out why he was wearing a dress to sing a Nirvana song. It's like, well, it's kind of a callback to Cobain.
But sure.
You could see the internet was kind of split on that one. Why is he wearing a weird dress?
Or he's hot.
That's Post Malone. You can't let him shock you.
No.
Like, I mean, dude is just, he's kind of like Dennis Rodman. Like, brother just rolls how he rolls.
Incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I'm with you. I thought the draft was cool. I thought it was kind of funny to see Goodell just like chilling
It was nice to see him.
He was kind of spread out on a chair, just like making picks.
And come off as a human being.
Yeah.
And look, he's still not my favorite person. I get it. You got to run a massive organization and all that. But it's the first time I've seen him appear remotely human. Wingo was killing him the whole time. But, to see Roger Goodell laugh, and not because like a squirrel fell in a pot of boiling water, but because somebody said something funny.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting tired, getting agitated at the end. Like, come on!
I know.
I mean, like, you know, you just see the real guy.
Well, it was also funny, too, just watching him, like, just interact with the screens where there was homes where people were on there cheering for their teams. And sometimes they cut back to him, and he was just legit talking to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also weird, because it's Roger Goodell. Like,
In that moment,
run-of-the-mill fan, you're generally not going to meet the commissioner of the damn league.
And I do think, as much as we flip S to him, I think in that moment, you probably don't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know, because at that point, like, holy crap, the commissioner's talking to me.
I did see that dude showed up on one of the screens. Big dude.
Oh, did he?
Legend. Let's see, American Idol won their first remote episode. Katy Perry critiqued the contestants, dressed as a giant bottle of music sanitizer.
Music sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that effectively kill her career?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. All right. I didn't want to bring this up, and Thrill, just do me a favor. Keep it together when I announce this news.
I don't even know what it is, and I feel like I should hate you.
Kristen Calavari and Jay Cutler are divorcing. Nobody can make it through this pandemic. You know her as a reality star. And it's weird. They announced yesterday they're splitting after 10 years together. But I think it was only like a week or two ago they were like stuck in Mexico together. And it was like, oh, they're having fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you believe that.
I think Jay Cutler's quote today was,
that's basically.
I don't care.
They did what everybody does, right, when you publicly break up, right? They put out messages together that said that this is just a situation of two people growing apart. We ask everyone to respect our privacy as we navigate this difficult time within our family. Now, but you also read a ton of stuff that's like, they're both kind of, it sounds like they're both naming each other as, what's the fancy term for cheating on your wife or your husband?
Adultery.
No, but it's not adultery. It's like they did things to, like,
irreconcilable differences, is that what you mean?
Or, like, the harm to the marriage or whatever. Like, you know, it's lawyer talk for being like, they're both like, she cheated, he cheated.
Well, can't you just get a divorce? Whoever did
it's a legal proceeding.
Right.
Yeah. Right, so, I mean, they filed all the stuff in there and whatever. I mean, I will say this. For Jay Cutler, that show that she had, like, he was just kind of coming out of his shell. Like, I always thought of Jay Cutler as being kind of a stick in the mud.
Yeah, an emotionless android.
Right.
And you realize he is.
But when you saw him on that show, he had, like, funny lines and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's just dry basically, and, like, I don't care.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, his whole thing was, like, I don't care.
Well, that's the other funny thing. You're right. That's the whole, not shtick, it's really him. But you're right. That was everything on that show. That was hilarious.
What's for dinner? I don't care.
Right. He's just like, honey, I don't give a crap.
Whatever you want.
Can't say that I'm shocked they're getting divorced.
He doesn't care.
I don't care. We got
that's
three kids.
What I'm saying. That was the whole thing. But yeah, it's tough out there. I thought those kids could make it if anybody could. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we'll see a reality show where she's single and raising three kids.
Probably.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with reality shows, though, too. It's like nothing's filming right now. So I don't know what...
It basically is if you just film yourself.
Right, because, I mean, what could you even do?
Look, I mean, just get a GoPro and put it on your head and walk around.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's kind of my thought here. Like, I don't know. I guess you could film it. Like, guy goes to work. Guy goes home. Guy orders food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for reality, I guess you can't... if you're already interested in what they do... I don't think you'll get new reality stars with that.
Jay Cutler isn't signing up to do his own show. He's like, I don't care.
He doesn't care.
I've done it. I don't care.
The name of his show. Jay Cutler's I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care with Jay Cutler. Jay, what do you think?
I don't care.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Ashley Madison says that people are really shockingly now into having a cyber affair.
Meanwhile, a man attempts dirty talk by calling his girlfriend a dirty little tomato and now has been cut off from going down there. Florida man says the guns in his car can't be his as they belong to John Wick.
Ah.
Meanwhile, Florida woman attacks boyfriend, and if a candy cane is coming at your head, you better duck quick. And a $500,000 game of rock, paper, scissors goes to court. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we take to the internet where one woman needs a bit of advice. Saying that she had been dating the same guy for 6 months, she wanted to spice things up in the bedroom, telling him to incorporate a little dirty talk. In the heat of passion, she recalls hearing him utter to her, quote, "You're my dirty little tomato."
That's the best he could come up with, man. A dirty little tomato.
This remark had such an effect in the opposite of the desired direction that she took to the internet to ask for advice, and it sounds like she's not exactly happy in the relationship despite feeling like everything should be going smoothly. So she actually claimed that she's not entirely attracted to him. She's never been all that attracted to him. However, you know, she enjoys having sex with him. Let's spice things up. He calls her a dirty little tomato, and that was pretty much the last straw at that point.
You know you're on the outs when that ends it.
That's fair.
You call me a dirty little tomato, things must end.
But to your point, it also kind of describes who he is.
That, oh, yeah.
That the best that he could come up with is dirty little tomato.
I always say my cheesy little enchilada.
In other news, more stats are rising in the age of coronavirus. We've seen the number of divorces spike as people are actually forced to spend time with those that they're married with.
You know, I don't like you.
But it's also taking a different turn. According to AshleyMadison.com, the site granting people a place to go and have an affair, the number of, quote, cyber affairs has also spiked in the age of isolation. They've added 17,000 new members a day this year.
Jesus.
2,000 more than last year's numbers. Did nobody learn from the hack that happened a couple years ago?
People don't care.
I guess.
They just don't care. They want to get some hummin' a meow meow, and they're going to do what they got to do.
Right? What counts as a cyber affair? At what point are you just a cam girl, and he's paying for a subscription?
It's an affair, Mike.
I get it. I mean, I fully believe that it is, but honestly, with a cyber affair, how far does it go, other than the fact that it's personalized?
It just means you get D-pics.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
I mean, what's right? Are they just having an emotional affair?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, you just get a sex doll, right?
Pretty much. That's about the furthest from an emotional affair. Oh.
Yeah.
Easy now.
Yeah.
In other news, a woman that stole a car was surprisingly thwarted. While on a foot chase, an NYPD officer dropped the keys to his cruiser. Our hero wasted no time in picking up these keys and making off with the cruiser, taking it on a joyride and even hitting another police car in the process.
It's a terrible idea, but deep down, I'm kind of jealous.
Right? I mean, I think everybody, to some degree, kind of wants to see what that's like.
Absolutely. But just, we don't, because we know how it ends.
Right, you don't want to deal with the consequences. The thief might have made out with the car, but it was actually caught while stuck in traffic, of all things.
Damn.
She was arrested on a couple of charges, and nobody was injured in the incident.
They still have traffic in New York, huh?
Exactly. What was it, like the Manhattan Bridge or something like that, that she got caught up in traffic? New York is probably one of the most shut-down cities in this entire nation.
And still.
And she still managed to find the only spot with traffic.
They found their way.
They found a way. Go, New York.
Go, New York. Look at you.
Dispute in Canada went all the way to the Superior Court. For some reason, a man put a $500,000 bet on a game of rock, paper, scissors and lost. The financial blow forced him to remortgage his house in order to pay his debt. But after taking it to the Superior Court, they ruled that the game is not a legitimate bet, and it was also determined that the amount that was waged was, quote, too excessive, nulling the contract and his need to pay for it. Here's my thing. If I'm on the winning end of that bet, I'm pissed.
Yeah, like, what do you mean it's too excessive?
Right. We shook on it. He agreed that we're going to play rock, paper, scissors, and if you win, you get 500 grand. If I win, I'm going to get 500 grand, and now you're welching out.
I'd give him a 50% discount. You owe me $250.
Right.
What would you pick?
What would I pick?
Yeah.
You know what? Scissors is usually my pretty good one.
All right, all right.
Either that or rock. Rock's a pretty steady bet for me because not a whole lot of people choose rock. They'll go for the scissors.
Mm-hmm.
See, I get inside your mind. Basically, they were saying that the game of rock, paper, scissors doesn't take any kind of physical skill or anything like that, so that's why it was not a legitimate game to bet on, as opposed to like betting on football or something like that.
I have less to do with the outcome of football than I do of me actively participating in my own game of rock.
Right.
Like, you can like a team all you want. It doesn't mean I'm going to win. I have nothing to do with the outcome of the football.
Right. If I go to a casino and I put $500,000 on black, guess what?
I didn't spin it.
That's right.
I have no control over the ball. So, I don't know.
The ball has no memory. You can't actually guess what it's going to be. So, therefore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I like where your head's at, though, man.
Yeah.
Always bet on black.
Always bet on black.
Damn right.
That's my game, man. An argument in Florida took a turn for the jolly side after a woman had an interesting choice in weapon. The couple were having a Saturday night argument that boiled to the point of the woman stabbing the victim in the arm with a pen. Fleeing the residence, the victim also had a brick thrown at his head before being pelted by the woman with a candy cane, quote, causing bruising and swelling to the elbow.
This is one of those unusually large candy canes. It's like a foot long. And
Lord, I hope so.
I mean, like, it's not. It's just a candy.
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle joins us. We were sitting and spinning. If you're wondering, it was Ted today.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. In the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.